Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 17th goes to rapper PNB Rock. Do you know who PNB Rock is?
Yes.
Okay, well, some people probably don't.
Every day we lit.
There you go. Let me hear some of that record. You probably know this record. Let's hear it.
I came up from nothing. You can't tell me.
Yes.
Yeah, did it on That's my song.
Check on my neck, check on my wrist. Yeah. I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this.
Okay.
Getting rich. I swear every day we lit.
Hey.
Every day we lit.
Hey.
You can't tell me.
All right. Knock it off. Everybody
hey.
At the age.
All right.
Okay. Now, PNB Rock was kicked out of a hotel room for smoking weed. Now, I am the type of person who totally understands the concept between right and wrong, and one thing some people don't realize is that right is right, even if no one is doing it. Wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it, okay? We all know people who smoke weed in hotel rooms when they're not supposed to, but there's ways around it, all right? You got a balcony in the hotel, go in the balcony.
Well, it's too cold for that, Charlamagne.
Okay, well, go in the bathroom, turn the hot shower on, let the bathroom steam up, put a towel under the bathroom door, and puff, puff, pass. All right, it's all kind of ways around it. All right, but if they find out you was smoking in a hotel room, you're going to get hit with that $250 or $500 fine. Some hotels even a little more, depending how fancy the hotel is. All right? Now, if they find out you was smoking in the hotel, you can and will get asked to leave. You will get kicked out. And if you understand the concept of right and wrong like you should, then when you get kicked out, you will be upset. But if you're a real person, then you will understand the person you should be upset with is yourself. You're not at home. You're at a hotel. Hotel got rules, okay? If you get caught smoking, especially weed, all right? If not smoking, especially weed, is one of the rules and you decide to smoke weed, then you have to deal with the consequences of your actions. Once again, no matter how many times you do something wrong, it doesn't make it right. Now, if you get kicked out the hotel for smoking weed, right? You should be saying to yourself, damn, let me get out of here before they call the police. Or damn, I'm glad they didn't call the police. Could have been the police knocking on your door telling you to leave. All right? Sometimes you just got to admit you was wrong. All right? You admit you was wrong. They want you to leave. Be out. But nope, not PNB Rock. PNB Rock got caught smoking weed. He got kicked out of the hotel. And for some strange reason, he thought it was the hotel's fault. PNB Rock was so upset that he decided to spit all over the bathroom mirror in the hotel, pee on the floor of the hotel, and of course, he recorded the whole thing and posted it on social media. Let's hear some of this.
That's what you do when they're kicking you out the hotel for smoking weed.
Oh.
Hey, what's up?
All right, I really want PNP Rock to think about this objectively, okay? What are you mad at, PNP Rock?
PNB!
No, it's not. It's PNP. All right, if you was at home and somebody who was staying with you for a limited time did something in your house that you told them not to do, and you told them if they did it, you would kick them out if they violated you, what would you do? Huh? What would you do if they did what you told them not to do anyway? PNB Rock, listen to me. If you told them not to do something in your house and they did it anyway, what would you do? What would you do, Envy, if you told somebody not to do something in your house and they did it anyway?
I would let the dog go.
Okay, you took it to another level.
Angela Yee, if somebody did something in your house that you told them not to do, you told them not to do it, and if you said, if you do it, I'm going to kick you out, what would you do if they did it anyway?
Kick them out and never let them come back in?
You would kick them out. And that person you kicked out can't be mad at anyone but him or herself, period. And if he got mad at you for kicking him out, you would think he's crazy. And that's exactly what we think about you right now, PNP Rock. Okay, you are free to smoke weed wherever you want, okay? You can smoke all the weed wherever you want, but you are not free from the consequences of those choices of smoking weed, all right? You smoke weed in a hotel, you get caught, they're going to ask you to leave. I don't understand why you mad at anyone but yourself. If you're going to spit on something, wait until you get in the car and it's going about 55, then roll the window down and spit out the window so it comes back in your face, all right? You want to pee on something? Pee on yourself. Let it trickle down your leg, young man. You are the problem in this situation. Why can't you see that? I can't even blame you for this because I promise you, even when I was young, I understood the consequences of my actions. I knew what I was doing was wrong. That's why we went out of our way to not get caught. But nowadays, it seems like they don't understand the consequences of their actions, and they don't care about getting caught because they recorded and posted on social media. And in fact, they do wrong like PNB Rock did and then get mad at everyone else like everyone else is the problem. No, PNP Rock, all right? You're the problem. All right, I don't understand people who create their own storms and then get upset when it rains. And I can't stand rappers who pee on my head and tell me it's raining. And that's exactly what PNB Rock is doing by acting like it's the hotel's fault that he got kicked out. Look, kids, listen to me, man. This is your Uncle Charlotte talking, and I need you to know that everything happens for a reason. But sometimes the reason is that you're stupid and make bad decisions. please give PNB Rock the biggest hee-haw courtesy of Remy Ma.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right, and you do realize he's going to get banned from that chain of hotels, right?
Absolutely. Sheesh. Is he going to get charged for that rug?
Not to mention it's going to be very difficult for him to get a hotel room now, period. Oh. Isn't he already banned from a bunch of clubs in New York City for reckless behavior?
Yeah, it's hard for him.
Why are you making your life difficult, PNB Rock? You do know this is how you make a living. You do know when you got to go do shows in these other cities, you're going to need a place to stay, right?
Because he lit.
All right. You don't care.
All right.
All right, PNB Rock. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 18th, goes to a former student at the University of Alabama named Harley Barber. Now, Harley is a 19-year-old New Jersey native and a former member of Alpha Phi sorority. Now, the reason I keep saying former is because Harley has been kicked out of Alpha Phi and she has been expelled from the University of Alabama. Drop one of Clues bombs for these people for getting rid of this young lady. Now, what was this young honky Harley ousted from these fine organizations for? Well, it's because she's a racist. Now, I know you're saying, well, you just called her a honky, Charlemagne. And to that, I will say, once a person is exposed as a racist or bigot, you have the right to call them racial slurs, okay? I keep telling y'all, I'm not the rise above the ignorance type of guy. Nope. Queen Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high. But Uncle Charlotte says, when they go low, take it to the flow with them. Now, if you want to be mad at me for calling young Harley a honky, then let me play videos of what she said, and when we come back, let's see if you have that same energy, okay? Now, it's two of these videos. In the first video, she's in a bathroom talking in a mirror after turning off the sink faucet, and she seems to be very concerned about the water shortage in Syria. Let's hear it.
We don't waste water because of people in Syria. I love how I act like I love black people because I hate niggers. So, that's really interesting. I hate niggers, but I just saved the niggers by shutting that water off.
Oh, Harley, you hate effing N-words, huh? You still mad I called Harley a honky? You want to defend that? Well, if you still defending that, let's go to the second clip where Harley addressed the backlash she received for the first video, okay? We call this one the cracker-ass cracker clapback. Let's hear it.
I wanted to be an Alpha Phi since I was in high school, and nobody understands how much I love Alpha Phi.
Listen,
and now someone wants to save my finta because I said nigger. You know what? Nigger, nigger, nigger.
No, I don't care
if it's Martin Luther King Day. I'm in the South now, bitch. So everyone can f*** off. I'm from New Jersey.
So I can say as much as I want.
She's not even using it in the term of endearment context. Now, we all make mistakes, but during that crack-ass cracker clapback, you hear a voice in the background saying that, Harley, you shouldn't post that video. But she kept going, and she posted the video, so there's no need to feel sorry for Harley. In fact, I want you all to check your own prejudice temperature right now, okay? Really, really, think about this for a second. Mm-hmm. What upsets you more, this young woman saying that she effing hates N-words or me calling her a honky and cracker? If it's me calling this racist bigot a honky and cracker, then you probably a racist bigot, cracker-ass cracker, white devil yourself. See, this is a pivotal point in our society. I love the fact that the mask is off America. I love overt racism because you can't heal what you don't reveal. See, this young honky Harley has a chance to evolve and grow now, okay? She has a chance to get that hate out her heart, but you can't get that hate out of your heart if you have never experienced any consequences for your actions, okay? You will think being racist is cool if you've never been checked for it, okay? You know how many young racists grow up to be old racists because nobody ever taught them that being racist was wrong, all right? We got to treat racism like a crime, like pedophilia, like rape, the same way the Me Too movement and Time's Up movement is changing the culture for women by exposing the BS that men have been doing. That's how we have to treat racism. People have to lose jobs for being racist. They have to step down from their companies for being racist. They got to get kicked out of school, kicked off their teams. We saw it with Donald Sterling in the NBA when he made racist comments. He had to sell the team. If you're racist, you have to be exiled, because the thing is, if the University of Alabama doesn't expel Harley Barber, then that means the administration there agrees with her. If Alpha Phi International doesn't kick her out of the sorority, then that shows that y'all agree with her too. So if you don't agree with her, make it be known then. All right? Pick a side. Okay? Harley Honky, I don't feel sorry for you. All right? I just hope you evolve from this and don't die a cracker-ass cracker white devil. Get that hate out your heart. And I want to quote the late, great Maya Angelou and tell you that hate has caused a lot of problems in this world, but it has not solved one yet. Please give Harley Barber the biggest hee-haw, please. Oh, and I got a special Harley Honky today.
Goodbye, Honky.
Did she say goodbye, Honky? She meant goodbye, Donkey.
Rest in peace, Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Absolutely, man.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice to Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the day for Friday, January 19th goes to young Kodak Black, okay? I have always enjoyed Kodak Black's music, even though when he talks and raps, he sounds like lawn equipment. He sounds just like lawn equipment. He's, they want to see you in a penitentiary. I need me a little baby who's going to listen. That boy be snapping, though. Okay? And one of my favorite records from Kodak is Tunnel Vision, because I don't care what age you are, you can relate to that sentiment in that song. All right? Let me hear some of that amazing record, please. So Kodak, they don't like to see you in a They don't want to see you winning. They want to see you in the penitentiary. I need me a little baby who's going to listen.
I like Kodak Black music.
I like Kodak Black's music, too. Okay? But Kodak Black didn't take his own advice, ladies and gentlemen, because he's back in jail. Let's go to WPLG ABC for the report, please.
Rap star Kodak Black is back behind bars right here in South Florida. BSO deputies arrested the rapper, whose real name is Dyson Octave. Records show the 20-year-old is now facing charges that include grand theft of a firearm, possession of marijuana, and child neglect. In October of last year, Kodak Black was indicted in South Carolina after being extradited from Florida to face first-degree criminal sexual conduct.
Now, let's unpack this, because everything can't be blamed on youth, because Kodak Black is 20 years old and he's been in trouble with the law before. All right. In fact, he was serving a 1-year house arrest sentence where he needed permission from his probation officer and the court before traveling anywhere. Kodak was also indicted on sexual conduct charges in October, and the case is ongoing. Not to mention, Kodak Black has a rap career, ladies and gentlemen. Kodak Black was making money out here in these streets. You can't write a song like Tunnel Vision, speaking on how they want to see you in the penitentiary and then do things or be around things that land you back in the penitentiary. Let me read you what Kodak Black got hit with. Now, keep in mind, he's on house arrest and he's on probation, okay? Listen to these charges. Grand theft of a firearm. That's like a stolen gun. Two charges of possession of weapons or ammo by a felon. Possession of marijuana over 20 grams. Child neglect with great bodily harm. I don't even know what that means. And two probation violation charges. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but if I'm on house arrest and probation, and I know they want to see me in the penitentiary, then why am I helping they put me in there? All right, there's absolutely no excuse for this. And hey, if someone says, well, the stuff they found wasn't even Kodak Black's, okay, even still, if you all know my situation, all my people around me, y'all know I'm on house arrest, y'all know I'm on probation, don't come around me with guns and drugs because you know that's a probation violation. Even if I don't know better, I need you to know better for me. Okay, I'm the breadwinner. I'm the leader. If I tell you to bring some weed to the house, if I tell you bring me a pistol, if you really love me, tell me no. Yeah, I might curse you out and say I'm not rocking with you no more, but I'll come back around eventually, because here's the thing that yes men seem to not understand. You're trying to protect your position by doing everything this artist wants you to do, but when those things he wants you to do threaten that artist's freedom or his life, you have to tell him no, because guess what? If that artist goes to jail, if that artist dies, guess what, yes man? You don't have a position anymore anyway, okay? I guarantee right now Kodak Black is sitting in that cell thinking about all the people around him who told him no, all the people he probably got mad at over the years that was telling him change his ways before he blows everything. I bet Kodak is thinking about all those people wishing he would have listened. I wish Kodak Black the best. I don't like to see anyone incarcerated, but he made conscious decisions to break the law, and he knew what the consequences of his actions would be. Or maybe he didn't. Okay, I'm sure him and people close to him are saying things right now like, God don't make no mistakes. Everything happens for a reason. And this is a minor setback for a major comeback. Well, no, it's not. It's not a minor setback. It's a major setback. A possible I may not be home until I'm in my 40s setback. And if you are in Kodak Black's team and Kodak Black says to you, everything happens for a reason, tell him you're right. But sometimes the reason is that you're stupid and you make bad decisions. Please give Kodak Black the biggest hee-haw, please. All right. Hey, man, there's consequences to your actions out here in these streets. You kids gonna learn that the hard way.
I hope he fixes up.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's your new home for the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's The Big Stick. Foxy 99.